Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion. It's illusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the first half hour of this section, we're going to be talking to Sharon Harris and Dottie about heart and body extract. The last 30 minutes, we're going to do open lines, get some fascinating and exciting information for you. But right now, we want to talk to Sharon. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing? Uh-oh, there we are. Didn't get the right button, but there. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm great, yes. And yourself?
I'm doing just great, and that's fine if we've got Dottie here. Okay, Dottie, are you there? No, I guess we lost Dottie. We'll get Ed to hook her up again. And basically, of course, Sharon came up with the heart and body extract, what was it, about 8 or 9 years ago? No, I guess it looks like I pressed the wrong button at each stage. We're going to get Sharon and Dottie back on the line, but right now, hopefully, we'll get it straightened out here in the near future. Anyway, this is an herbal extract, and you know, there's so much to learn about herbs. All of these things have a specific function. And they have been known for literally thousands of years to be effective. And then about 100 years ago, when the pharmaceutical industry took over the practice of medicine, they stopped teaching doctors about herbs. And basically what happened, of course, is we started getting more and more people dependent upon the pharmaceutical industry. And the pharmaceutical industry really took over the practice of medicine. There was an article I was just reading this evening, and it was saying that the relationship between statin drugs and diabetes, and that, of course, if you took your statin drugs for a long period of time, you had a 9% increase of the possibility of getting diabetes. But they didn't think that that was really important. After all, the statin drugs did so much more good. But if you really look up and see what the statin drugs really do, and of course, you have to read the whole brochure on statin drugs, you'll find, for instance, that the most popular of the statin drugs, if you've never had a heart attack or a stroke, the most popular gives you a 1% less chance of getting a stroke or a heart attack, and yet you have a 9% chance of getting diabetes. And yet, of course, the experts say, oh, well, it's only a minuscule increase in the chance of getting diabetes. And look at all the good the statin drugs have done. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think they have done that much good. And that's why I think that you really should look into some of the things and the way you can benefit from the use of herbal treatments. Would you agree or disagree with that? Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I would definitely agree that the answers are in nature. And if you could, you know, basically listen to what the Bible says. It says go to the plants, and that's where the medicine is, and that's really where the true healing comes from, is when the body gets the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, vitamins that it needs through the plants. So absolutely, herbals are an excellent way to go to regain health back.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to have to be just you and me, because apparently Dottie's asleep and her husband won't wake her up. So it's going to be you and me. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, Sharon, certainly you've been at this for 9 years, and I know you get testimonials from all over the world as far as the benefit of what you're doing. But one of the most important things, that they, if you, anybody looks up herbal medicine, one of them is hawthorn. Why is hawthorn beneficial? Do we have any idea?
Well, hawthorn is actually one of our main ingredients in the formula, and it would be probably among the most important three. In the formula, we have garlic, hawthorn, and cayenne pepper being the top three ingredients. Hawthorn's been around for a long, long, long time, thousands of years. And what it does is it helps to restore and stimulate the heart and the arterial circulation. It'll regulate and balance the whole cardiovascular system. It also is very protective of the heart. So it helps to protect the heart, and it'll actually help to regulate heartbeats. And we're not supposed to make claims, but it's actually very, very important for the heart. And it's been used for many, many years by professional doctors in the past and herbalists in the past and alternative helpers for helping people. So certainly has a long, long track record.
Well, then what about the cayenne? Why is cayenne beneficial? Do we have any knowledge, or are these just sort of all pragmatic things and we know because they work?
Well, cayenne pepper is actually a very important ingredient. In fact, I just recently read an article written by a doctor who was sending out an email blast, and I've heard this before, but it just kind of shows the importance of it. There's been cases whereby a person has had a heart attack, let's say, in a parking lot, and somebody had come across the man and was fortunate to be able to give him some cayenne drops, and although the person's heart wasn't beating, although the person's breathing had stopped, after ingesting the cayenne pepper, it actually helped to revive the person, and they actually survived the heart attack. So it is a really, really important ingredient. And what it does is it helps to equalize the blood flow in the body. It'll enhance the effect of all the herbs. It'll stimulate the body and the organs properly, so that they cleanse and function optimally. It's excellent for the circulation.
All right, fine. And basically then, what function does garlic have?
Well, garlic is, again, a very, very old herb. It's been around for a long, long time. And it promotes a healthy immune system.
It's Hold that thought here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to have Sharon on, Sharon and Dottie, but Dottie's sleeping, so we got Sharon. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, this is a great time to call in here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But basically, of course, the three most important ingredients in the heart and body extract are the hawthorn, and that's been used for treatment of hearts. For heart, we can't say for treatment because the FDA says you can't say it's for treatment. All you can say is that it's been used for many, many years in dealing with the heart. And then, of course, the cayenne drops and certainly the garlic. Our garlic has so many beneficial effects. There are about eight different products in heart and body extract. But those are probably the three primary ones, although how many are there all together?
There's actually 10 ingredients in the formula. And we were talking a little bit about garlic, so it's a powerful immune stimulant. It's a powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants can help the body to fight against damaging free radicals. It'll support normal blood pressure levels and cholesterol levels already in the normal range. Great formula.
All right, fine. And, Chris, people have to realize that one of the big dangers to our body is oxidation. And this is why the antioxidants really work so well. When you oxidize, it's sort of like rusting, and basically that's one reason you don't want an awful lot of iron in your diet. You don't want to get a combination of oxygen and iron, because that's what rust is really all about. And Oh, I'm not a physiologist, but I do know that the major thrust of so many things today are the antioxidants in so many of the things, whether it be curcumin or quercetin or vitamin C, vitamin E. They're all powerful antioxidants, and that's why they work and really they're so important for our health. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, why don't you give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Sharon, because here's a great opportunity to talk to her personally. Maybe you've been taking the product, you're happy with it. Maybe you have a question on how to take it, how much to take, why it works, why it might help you. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What do most people tell you after they've been on the product for a long time?
Well, gee, we've been at this now for 10 years, and we've had clients on the product for 10 years. So a lot of people say to me that as they take the formula, it's a process of continuing to improve the health over time, and it's a maintenance of good health. Like once a person has achieved the results that they're seeking, it's a matter of maintaining those positive results. So different people have different results. We're all unique. I'm a different person as compared to Dottie, and you're a different person as compared to myself, and so on. So for myself, what happened to me is the formula really helped to balance my blood pressure. I, at 45 going on 46, had very high blood pressure. It was 160 over 110, which is considered severe. I had bad headaches at that time. I had spontaneous nosebleeds. I had dizzy spells. I also had irregular heartbeat episodes and racing hearts and palpitations. And at the same time, I had congestive heart failure problems where I had edema in my ankles and my feet where I wasn't able to wear my own normal shoes. I was very tired, very short of breath, had an enlarged heart. So even though I thought that I was eating well, and I was eating lots of fruits and vegetables, and I was exercising, like swimming and walking, my body, for some reason, wasn't getting enough of what it needed. So that's where the heart and body came into play. It seemed to fill in those spots of the puzzle where I wasn't getting enough nutrition, and it gave me the vitamins and minerals and amino acids and enzymes that my body really, really needed so it could go back into balance. And for myself, within a couple of weeks of using the heart and body extract, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. And I remember taking the blood pressure readings over at the Walmart, and I did it about 3 or 4 times. Couldn't believe it. Is that true? My blood pressure, 120 over 70, 120 over 70. I was so excited because it was so phenomenal losing those 40 points of the blood pressure reading. So that was exciting. And then, my heart started to regulate and feel better within about a week or so. And the congestive heart failure symptoms of the lethargy and the tiredness and the shortness of breath and the edema were much, much improved within a month. So that's what happened to me. And then Dottie, if she was on the line, she would say her different experiences from the top of her head to the bottom of the toes. She had a tremendous type of testimonial, which involved all sorts of areas of her whole body. And it does make sense because the circulation involves 80,000 miles of blood vessels throughout the whole body. So when your circulation's improved and the nutrition can go into the cells properly and the waste can get out of the cells properly, a lot of different areas in the body can improve. So, have different things happening for different people. Some folks have stated that they had a hard time to walk. They had a lot of pain and they were only able to walk maybe half a block or even less. Some poor folks weren't even able to walk to the mailbox. And within a few weeks, they were able to do much, much more in terms of being able to get up and around. So different things for different people, really.
And I said, that's the story I've heard from people who've taken the product. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you've taken the product and you have a comment, don't be bashful. And if you have a question about it, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I do know one of those people who couldn't walk to the down to the mailbox, and she started taking her product, and she personally told me spontaneously that how much better she was, and now she was able to get to the mailbox. And last thing I talked to her, because she was getting around very, very well. And for some reason, whether it was just coincidental, I had congestive heart failure, even after I'd had my heart surgery with swelling of the legs, and whether it was this product or something else, why my swelling of my legs went away, and I quit taking a lot of my diuretics and certainly some of the other fancy drugs, because I don't like to take drugs. I do take Digitalis, but that is all I'm really taking for my heart now. I do take occasionally Lasix, but suddenly I take the heart and body extract, and I've given up a lot of the other medications. Yeah, just everybody's different. They have to decide what they want to do. But
right.
Certainly an awful lot of people out there across America and really throughout the world are on this product. And how many do you have any idea how many people are taking the product throughout the world today? Or would that just be too much of a guess for you?
Well, we do have a database. We have a wonderful database which does accurately keep track of our clients. And when clients call in to reorder, we're able to go by zip code and be able to locate them pretty quick. However, sometimes you might have 50 or 60 or 70 different people on the zip code, so then we would kind of, you know, further ask more questions to find out. But we have over 30,000 users over 10 years. So,
boy, that's a lot of people out
there. It is. It's a lot of people. But, you know, as much as we have tried, have helped many people, and we've done our very, very best to reach out to help people, and we have been very successful. At the same time, I think, oh, there's so many more that don't know about us yet. And so that's really my desire, is to go out there and reach more people, because there's a lot of suffering people out there. And so we've helped many, many people. At the same time, there's so many more that need help.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment about heart and body extract. But it's got certainly about 10 herbs in it. Now, are there any vitamins or minerals in this, or would people be taking supplementary vitamins and minerals?
Well, in the herbs, there naturally is vitamins and minerals and enzymes and coenzymes in it, and phytonutrients in it, because it's made out of plants. So you are going to have vitamins and minerals. However, what I do like to say to people is, if you are taking a supplement that is helpful for you, for example, a lot of people might be taking coenzyme Q10 or Buigwinol, which is even better for people after 50, I would say keep taking things that you feel are helpful to you. There's no reason at all to stop taking something like a Buigwinol or CoQ10 or flaxseed oil or B-complex. There's certain things that we need to have in addition to the heart and body extract, because we're all different. Some people need more of certain things.
Well, let's get your telephone number out and your website before we get to the break. Mm-hmm. What's the telephone number? What's the website?
Sure. The phone number to call is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. And then the website is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com.
All right, fine. And of course, you get to the website, and you'll find out all sorts of things, a list of all the items that are included in Heart and Body Extract. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. And we'll be back in just a moment. Well, Sharon, let's go ahead and list all the things. Now, we've talked about three of the items. We've talked about the garlic. We've talked about the cayenne drops. We've talked about the hawthorn. But what are the other products that are there?
Well, good question. We have 10 ingredients. They're all organic. They're all wide-crafted and all liquid. So it's a liquid formula. Now, another ingredient in the formula, which is very important, is coleus. This particular ingredient has a 3,000-year history in Indian medicine. It's used as a tonic for promoting a healthy heart and lungs. It supports healthy blood pressure levels already in normal range. Next in the formula is motherwort, which is a circulatory stimulant. It's a relaxant and a nerve tonic. Next is bilberry, which is very good for the eyes, especially night vision. It'll help to dilate the blood vessels and promotes a healthy immune system. Next is butcher's broom, which maintains healthy vascular permeability and assists the circulation. Next is mistletoe, which promotes a healthy immune system, has a calming effect on the body, and supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next in the formula is kelp, which is used mainly for the iodine and the effect that it has on the thyroid gland. Thyroid gland is very important for heart health, and you want to support that thyroid because it's related to many different functions in the body. So that kelp is important in there. And last but not least is ginger, which supports liver function, it's nervine, and it stimulates the circulation, especially in the extremities. That is it.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, they all blend together. Now, how did you figure out that these were the things that you wanted to put in the product, or was it just sort of, well, try it, or was there any actual experimentation when you were working on it?
Well, what happened is when I was sick with the different problems of the high blood pressure and the congestive heart failure and irregular heartbeat, I basically tried many, 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 many different things to try to help myself, and I wasn't successful to find something that worked. It is difficult to find something out there in the marketplace that is effective, and that's the wonderful thing about this product. I believe it is anointed by God because it is very effective. So how did we create it? Basically, through a master herbologist, Greg, who is an expert at what he does. He's an expert at picking out the herbs, finding the best quality of the herbs. He'd be an expert for knowing the best time to harvest the herbs. And he would be the expert in terms of blending the herbal tincture to the proper proportion, the proper synergy, so that it's effective. Now, because of his vast experience doing this for 30 years or so, I mean, he had the experience to know what would be helpful for an excellent heart and circulatory product. Now, when we created the formula, I did mention to him, Greg, what's important to me is that the product be very effective. To me, taste is not important, but what I want to make sure is that this is effective and that people are going to get results. And secondarily, I said to him, this formula needs to have no negative side effects, contraindications, or interactions with any drugs. Because a lot of folks, first starting on the formula, will be on a multitude of different drugs. Some not, some only a few, but some folks I've seen on our formula on 10, 20 different formulas of drugs.
Hold that thought, and Chris, I guess, is Sharon Harris. We're talking about the Heart and Body Extract, and our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly this was compiled, put together by a herbologist based upon the things that were known to be beneficial as far as the heart was concerned. Has this formula changed since you originally started with it?
No. The formula, we tested it for a year carefully. I probably helped maybe 50 people very slowly, just kind of sharing it with people I knew slowly. validating, verifying, and seeing that it was working and it was safe and it was effective. So, we've been very fortunate to have a formula that works. And if something works, no, we're not fixing it. So it's been the same formula for 10 years, the same recipe, and we're not going to change it.
Well, now you do have some other products as well, don't you?
Yeah, we have a whole line of different formulas, and all of our formulas are organic and wildcrafted and liquid. So, yes, we have formulas to help to support healthy bones and joints, healthy liver function, kidney function. We have a formula that helps to maintain nice sugar levels, balanced sugar levels. So we have 19 different formulas. Our flagship product is the Heart and Body Extract, and that's the one that we sell many, many thousands of bottles of.
All right, fine. In fact, Sharon had been with us for 4 or 5 months before I realized she had all these other products as well. So we just thought we'd put a plug in for them. Sharon does actually support Radio Liberty, and we really appreciate that. Let's get your telephone number out and, once again, your website, then we'll let you go.
Sure.
What is the telephone number that people can call?
Sure. Okay. The phone number to call is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. And if listeners are interested in checking out our other formulas, the website, including the Heart and Body and all of the formulas, is healthyheartsclub.net. So healthyheartsclub.net. That's the name of our company, healthyheartsclub.net. men.net. That will go over all of the different formulas.
All right, fine. We may have a caller here. We'll wait just a moment and see if they're going to be coming through.
Sure.
Otherwise, we'll let you go and get on with your evening's activities. But anyway, no, I guess they've dropped off. Anyway, God bless Sharon. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and right now we're just going to do open lines. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295, and basically everybody's talking about, well, you know, we got to get more jobs, we got to get the economy working, but they're just not telling you the truth. They're not going to get more jobs because they've been intentionally sending our jobs overseas as part of the globalist program, but they cannot tell the American people that. Now, Mortimer Zuckerman is a member of the Trilateral Commission. Remember, there's only about 87 of them. He was the editor of a U.S. News and World Report, and he certainly is one of the leaders of this whole globalist movement. But in a recent article, you can get it off the internet, I simply type in Mortimer Zuckerman, recent unemployment figures. He's pointing out that the real unemployment rate is about 14, the real unemployment rate is about 14.5 million people, 14.5 million people that are unemployed at the present time. And so we'll go ahead, and I'm just, my producer is trying to show me something here, and he's not going to be available. It's going to be just you and me for the rest of the time. Our other guest is out, and we'll have to get him when he gets back. Anyway, Sydney, if you'd like to talk about what's really going on, you cannot understand what is taking place unless you understand Agenda 21, the globalist agenda, which the media is not going to tell you because it is controlled. But there's been an organized effort to send our jobs overseas, to send our manufacturing overseas. Why do you think they outlawed the production of incandescent bulbs here in the United States, incandescent light bulbs? That was so we could shift production to China. We've shifted to the textile industry to China, shoe industry to China, the electronic industry to China and other countries over there. Try to buy a television set, anything electronic here, a cell phone, a computer made here in the United States. You're not going to find them. Give us a call if you have any questions at all.
excited. Don't be late.
No.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Of course, it's going to be open line, so give us a call if you have a question, a comment, something you'd like to talk about. But I thought I would talk about the real unemployment. This is a fascinating article by Mortimer Zuckerman, because he points out that they're telling us we have about 7.5 million people unemployed, but that really isn't true. We've got about 10.5 million people unemployed because a lot of people have simply just given up looking for work. And then there's another 3 or 4 million people who are underemployed. They're working part-time jobs. They'd like to be working full-time jobs. We're talking about 14.5 million Americans either unemployed or underemployed. And most of them are not going to get jobs. I mean, a job comes up, there may be 10, 20 people looking for that job, anxious to take the job, capable of taking the job. Now, when you have the government intentionally shipping your jobs overseas, and basically it's not simply the manufacturing jobs, they're sending our architectural design jobs overseas, because you, an architect here, used to get $75 an hour to work. Now, well, he's got to compete with some guy over in India who will work for $20 or $25 an hour, and he's well trained and very capable, and certainly they can send those architectural designs back and forth across the ocean in a matter of a few moments by the miracle of the internet. And certainly the engineering, a lot of it's being done overseas. Legal work, they're doing medical testing over there, and of course, so they can certainly even read CT scans and x-rays electronically. So what they are intentionally doing is lowering the living standards. It's an organized effort to lower the living standards here in the United States. And that is how they're raising the living standards in other countries. David Rockefeller addresses this on page 405 of his memoirs, where he talks about, you know, some people even I and the Rockefeller family are part of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States, plotting with others to certainly create this new international order. And if that is the charge, I am guilty, and I'm proud of it. But then he says something very, very interesting. He goes on to say, but, you know, look and see what we've done. Everybody's critical of what we've done. But look how we've raised the living standards in other countries and throughout the world. What would they have done? Well, meaning you and me, what would we have done to raise the living standards of people throughout the world? Well, Cindy, I would like to raise living standards throughout the world, but not by destroying the United States of America, the bastion of freedom. Not by sending our boys overseas to fight in no-win, senseless wars, contrived not to fight a war against terrorism that's as phony as a $3 bill. Do you honestly believe that 19 hijackers hijacked their four planes using box cutters, outwitted the FBI, outwitted the CIA, outwitted the 14 intelligence agencies we have that spend over $40 billion a year? Those 19 hijackers were able to commandeer four planes and crash them in one way or another, and then six of them were able to come back to life and are living comfortably over in the Near East? If you doubt that, go to your search engine and simply type in 6 of 19 hijackers living in the Near East, and you'll find out 16 of the 19 9/11 hijackers are over there. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they lied to us, the murderers, people who murdered the almost 3,000 Americans are loose, and there are people in government who know, but they're afraid to come forward. Why are they afraid to come forward? Well, in the afternoon program, I simply mentioned how the system really works. Alex Jones told me that he was actually been called by one of the major networks and offered an indefinite amount of money. He was told he could be the next Rush Limbaugh, and of course he would be able to make a great deal of money. All he had to do was quit talking about the Federal Reserve System, the bankers, and Alex said he turned them down because freedom is the most important thing we can have. Suddenly they tried to bribe Jesse Ventura. Daniel Estulin, who's written extensively about the Bilderbergers, and in his second book on the Bilderbergers, in the front opening pages, tells how he was actually approached by two men from the Bilderbergers, and they actually gave him a check, and they said, we want you to stop writing about the Bilderbergers, just fill in this check, probably just to take the check. And he said it looked at the check. There was no amount of money there. And he said, there's no amount of money on this check. What are you offering me? And they said, you fill it in. We'll pay you whatever you want. I know I got the similar story many years ago from a gentleman who actually, a friend of Dr. Cuddy's, who had actually had a copy of the original Reese Committee report. There was a report on the great tax-exempt foundations. Oh, showing how the Rockefeller Foundation, Carnegie and Ford foundations were actually financing communism and socialism in this country throughout the world. And he personally told me that he had been approached. He had this copy of the Reese Committee report published by the printing office, but that got around and that bought up all of them. And this man said he wanted to buy the copy of the Reese Committee report. And he said, well, how much are you willing to pay me? And the man said, any sum you want. Just 2 days ago, a friend of mine, and I will not mention his name, he hasn't given me permission, but I've known him for many years. He's been a frequent guest on our program. And for the first time he mentioned when we were talking about this sort of thing, he said, well, I was approached by a Time Life, or AOL, I guess AOL Time Life, and he'd written a book. It was a Catholic book, and it was certainly about moral issues. They offered him $5 million for his book. But, of course, he had to take the references to the homosexuality and immorality out of the book, and then they give him $5 million. Well, he said that wasn't hard to do. I just turned them down. And he didn't make a lot of money off the book. Did sell a million copies to a Catholic audience, but he did what was right. And if you don't think that they kill people, you don't understand what's going on, you haven't read certainly the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman. That's John Perkins' book, telling about how when he was working for NSA, going around compromising governments throughout the world, a number of the people who would not be bought off were killed. We know, of course, from the Church Committee reports how certainly the CIA working with the mafia, of course, it killed Mr. New and Mr. Diem over in Vietnam, and Patrice Lumumba, and I think it was a fellow named Trujillo in the Dominican Republic. They do this sort of thing. If you haven't actually heard our 4-CD set, we have one on deadly assassins where we interview a couple of CIA assassins and the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. That's the CD set you can get from us, Deadly Assassins. We have a four-tape set on Martin Luther King's assassination. James Earl Ray didn't kill him. It was a CIA hit. Bobby Kennedy, it was another government hit. Jack Kennedy, another government hit. This is the sort of thing that really goes on in the world today. Now, you can sit back and do nothing and things are going to get better, but the economy is going to continue to contract. They're going to impoverish the American people, and they're selectively going to eliminate the people who stand against them. In fact, I talked to Lindsay Williams today, who he told me that Alex Jones was saying he wasn't feeling very well. He had taken a trip to New York. He didn't know what had happened, but pray for Alex Jones. Pray for Jesse Ventura. Pray for the people who are on the front lines of this battle. Believe me, they've already killed between 1.5 and 2 billion people during this last century. They're killing millions of people every day today, and they intend to kill billions more. Just read their writings. You get my talk on the planned population reduction, or and then they're called a genocide. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY is open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And we've got Roman calling from Ohio. Hi, Roman. How are you doing?
Hey, good evening, Doctor. God bless you. And, it's a pleasure to be on the show with you. You're talking about engineers. And, by the way, I am an engineer. Most of my work is in, I'm out of work. Civil engineering and water mains and streets and things like that. Anyway, recently I took a course because I have to keep my professional engineer's license in force. And I took a course on patents. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but, the patent office, I guess, is outside of Washington, D.C., In, I don't know if it's Virginia or West Virginia. I'm a little confused. I don't have a map in front of me. But the patents are actually on the Internet. So if you want to look up a patent, you go on the Internet. So what is to prevent any of these people that are overseas in any country, you want to talk just China, Indonesia, which I think is where quite a few of this Internet problem comes from, but if they're inventing something or setting up a new factory in China or someplace else, and they're trying to figure out how to do something because they've already got stolen merchandise and stolen patents, all they have to do is go to the Internet and get the latest patent or the one that was put in 10, 12 years ago, and there they've got it. It's not as secret as what I thought it was. I don't know if you ever heard that before.
Well, I'm not the least bit surprised. You have to understand, Roman, we're doing everything we can to transfer our technology, to transfer our manufacturing, to transfer our wealth to other countries and intellectual rights as well. And then, of course, when they steal our things over, they say, oh, well, that's a terrible thing. And, boy, you do that 3 or 4 more times, we're really going to get angry with you. It's all a scam.
Right.
Our leaders are working very closely with the Chinese leaders. Do you know who the current fellow is who's in charge of Communist China, who was recently over here honored at the White House? Do you know what his name is?
I don't know his name.
His name is Hu, H-U, and I've forgotten his last name, but okay. He's the guy who was the butcher of Tiananmen Square. He's the guy who killed so many Chinese, probably 20 or 30,000
right.
After Tiananmen Square, that we punished him by giving China most favored nation trade status. And that butcher was allowed to come to the United States, and when he came here, not one newspaper, not one would mention he was the butcher of Tiananmen Square. Isn't that interesting? I wonder why nobody would talk about that. You see, the media in America is controlled. There is this organized effort to transfer our wealth and certainly our production and our jobs overseas, and they're doing a great job. And people right. keep talking about, oh, Obama's talking about when those jobs come back. What we need, of course, is a partnership between government and industry to get more jobs. We're going to end up with more cars like the Volt, a four-place car. $41,000, it'll go 36 miles before you on electricity, before you have to turn on the engine.
Right.
I mean, this is the only a czar could design, only a government employee could design a car like that. This is the closest thing to the Edsel I've ever seen, actually dictated by the government, because ordinarily no company interested in making a profit would possibly make a car like that. The only way any of them have been sold is because they give a $7,000 rebate if you buy the car, $7,000 tax credit, something like that. And GE, which is working hand in glove with the Obama administration's, got to buy up half of the first production, which is about right about 50,000 of the Volts. But it is not an effective car, and that $41,000 just the base price. You get if you want a you want a radio or something, it's even more. But anything else, but our telephone number 1-888-24 Liberty 464-8295. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Okay. May 24th. You had on Jerome Corsi, and he was talking about his new book. And by the way, I do want you to sell his book and try to get the news out of where is the birth certificate. But I saw that book at a local store around here. It's called Myers. I don't think you've got such a store in California. But anyhow, the book had a price, $25. It was marked down to $18.79. And then about a week or so later, I walked to the same store looking for the book, so the book wasn't there. And I don't know if they sold out, because I doubt it. I think they just took it off the shelf at any price.
Well, I've seen that with other books. I do not know about Jared. That's a wonderful book, incidentally.
Right.
I never thought anybody could write a book about Obama's birth certificate that would be interesting. But Jerry Corsi has a wonderful, wonderful talent. And if we had a few orders, well, we'd be glad to get copies of the book. I think it's a very important book. I think people have to understand that a birth certificate is as fraudulent, certainly, as everything else about the current administration.
Right.
But the Bush administration was no better. They were corrupt,
exactly.
too. And until people understand, the same people control both political parties and make mockery of the electoral process. Until we send people back to Washington, D.C., who believe in America, until the American people care, nothing's going to change. And remember that men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And the reason we got problems is because the church is silent, because our ministers either are afraid to speak out or they're on the other side.
Or else they're just dumb, like some of the churches that I go to. Listen, I'm going to excuse myself and get off the air so some other people can get on. And I do want to say that I do pray for you and Alex Jones every day for safety, and no one tries to execute you or take in a court on a big lawsuit or something else like that.
God bless you, and I appreciate that.
Sure.
And please do pray for Alex and pray for Joyce and pray
right.
for Radio
I do
Liberty.
That, too.
Thanks
right.
so much. God
okay,
bless.
God bless you. Bye.
Okay, fine. Our telephone number, 1-888-24 Liberty. 1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295. You got a question, comment, we'd love to hear from you. But we are involved in a battle for the survival of Western civilization. And most people really don't understand. They think that it's going to be all right. There's just a little downturn. No, ladies and gentlemen, the America we've known is gone. I mean, oh, God brings his judgment on nations that turned against him. We heard just this evening that the legislature, the Republican legislature in New York, just voted to legalize a same-sex marriage. I mean, certainly heterosexual immorality is wrong, but we would never say it's all right, but that's what we're saying when we legalize homosexual marriage. It's certainly an issue. It's a diversion. It's to keep us from seeing what's really going on. But God is going to bring his judgment on America as sure as God makes little green apples. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there and you'd like to give us a call, I would love to talk to you. I think it's so vitally important that people understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't seen the DVDs that Lynn Marzulli has put out, Watchers 1, and then Watchers 2, and Watchers 2 is really one of my favorite DVDs because it's done so well with certainly pictures of what's going on today and the floods and the tornadoes and the earthquakes and all the things that are happening. And everybody says, oh, gee, isn't it a shame about all these things? All the changes in the weather. Gee, we've never seen so many tornadoes. Gee, we've never seen so many terrible earthquakes. Do you honestly think this is just all happening by happenstance? I don't. I mean, I really believe that God has a hand in it. He may very well be using evil men to do this. This certainly, the evil men who control our government have the technology to alter the weather, and they, I believe, are altering the weather. We can't verify this one way or the other because certainly everything is done in secret. Everything is classified. And if you work for government and you tell the truth, they're going to get you. Well, let's go to Michelle. And hi, Michelle. How are we doing?
Hi. Great. Thanks, Dr. Stan. I love your show.
Well, I'm so glad to have you with us.
Okay. My question is, and I listen to you as much as I can, but I do miss pieces of your show. And I hear you say they, and I don't know always who you're referring to. Am I missing that piece?
Or? Yeah, that's the Brotherhood of Darkness. Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? Or if you haven't read it, you can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Do you have a computer?
I do, yes.
All right, you go to RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to videos, and then scroll down, the very first video is Brotherhood of Darkness. It will tell you who they are.
Okay. I do appreciate that information.
But you can't understand what's going on today until you understand who they are and what is going on really behind the scenes, because they all work together. They're all involved. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
God bless. Okay. Thanks very much. And, Chris, we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We just had Michelle calling from Watsonville, and she listens to our program, but she wants to know who they are, and I just suggested she either read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD, and it's up on the web. You can get the DVD of it, but if you don't have the funds or don't want to, and you can stand to sit in front of your computer for 2 hours watching me talk. Why, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to videos. Click on videos. Scroll down to the first video. It's called Brotherhood of Darkness. And watch it. And, of course, it's the story of what's going on today. Against the background of Agatha Christie's wonderful story, The Murder on the Orient Express. So understand this, and then there's so much more. You can get the videos or watch them up on our web, The Secret, The Dark Secret, and The Forbidden Secret. And they will give you an overview, because we have syllabuses that go with the latter two talks, The Forbidden Secret and The Dark Secret, so that you can actually read and document what I'm saying. We have George Bush's first inaugural address, his second inaugural address, his State of the Union message. He lays it all out there. I'm not even sure George Bush even knew what he was saying or the significance of it, but the people who wrote his speeches did know the significance of it. And remember George Bush? was part of the Bohemian Grove, which is an occult organization. He was a member of the Skull and Bones Secret Society, which is an occult organization. He comes from an occult family. His father was deeply involved in the occult. That's Herbert Walker Bush, who popularized the term points of light. You know, everybody in the occult knows about the points of light. And then the New World Order, that, of course, is a phrase that was used by Alice Bailey and all the other occultists. And but it was popularized by George Herbert Walker Bush on the 11th of September. As I recall, it was 2000. It was just a year before the 2001 attack. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the audience and of course, you would like to listen, I would like to help, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'd love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then, of course, if you'd like to get our material, read our material, go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can read our newsletters without charge. You can watch our videos without charge. You can listen to our programs without charge. And there's all sorts of things on our website about emblems, occult emblems. They hide their occult emblems in plain sight, and they laugh at us because we're so stupid we don't see them. But they've hidden them in architecture. They hide them on the back of the dollar bill. They put them into paintings. They know exactly what they're doing. They interlock. And, of course, because they control the major media outlets, they control the History Channel and the Discovery Channel and the Military Channel and all of the major channels on television. Yes, we did get some truth on Truth Television. There are a couple of programs with Jesse Ventura, very important. And we need to develop alternative networks and methods of reaching the people. With your help, we will. So please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Of course, we ask you to certainly remember, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and would love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters.